This is The Podlight, a podcast produced by San Jose Spotlight, San Jose's first nonprofit news organization dedicated to independent political and business reporting. I'm your host, Editor Nick Preciado. BART light rail trains are still years away from passing through Santa Clara, but early work is underway to start preparing. VTA, which is handling the BART extension into Silicon Valley, has started pre-construction work for the extension. This includes bringing in equipment and setting up temporary field offices, as well as preparing a drill to begin tunneling underground. The 6-mile extension, most of which will be underground, has ballooned in cost to more than $12 billion and is expected to finish in 2036. Joining me to talk more about this is San Jose Spotlight reporter Sakura Canestra. Welcome to the show, Sakura.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So, Sakura, first, can you give us an overview of this BART extension? What exactly is happening here?
Sure thing. So this BART extension has been in the works for quite a few years. And this leg of the extension is going to be 6 miles of BART cutting through San Jose all the way up to Santa Clara. It's going to be bringing 4 new stations, 3 in San Jose, 1 in Santa Clara. And the cost has, as you mentioned, been skyrocketing. Right now, it's a little over $12 billion.
Yeah, and could you talk about what development is planned specifically in Santa Clara? What are they going to be building there?
Sure thing. So the developments are starting first in the VTA BART Newhall Maintenance Yard. That is a maintenance yard that cuts across both Santa Clara and San Jose. So it's right along that city border. That's where they're going to start construction. So that's where they're going to be bringing in all of that pre-construction work, bringing in all the equipment. That's also where they're going to be launching the drill. In Santa Clara specifically, they're actually going to be building the new station. They've already got plans on what that station might look like. It's going to have an undercrossing that goes under the Caltrain tracks so folks can get to the platform. But they're not final on the design yet. They're actually going to be doing some public outreach and public engagement on the design this summer, probably launching in June 2024, based on the presentation that VTA officials gave to the Santa Clara City Council.
Okay, could you talk a bit more about that presentation? What were they discussing there?
Sure thing. The VTA officials were giving just some project updates to Santa Clara City Council. As I mentioned, a lot of the pre-construction work is going to be happening right along that border, right in that maintenance yard. So it was an update to inform council what's going to be happening at that yard, what's going to be happening at this new station that's coming to the city, how folks can engage with the new station design, and a little bit of timeline and money information, where that $12 billion is coming from, and about when they're hoping things will open up.
Did you know that 90% of a child's brain develops by age 5? That's why children who attend high-quality childcare, preschool, and transitional kindergarten programs are more academically and socially ready for kindergarten by age 5. Santa Clara County has many options for families. Find a program for your child at enrollsantaclara.org.
So this work will be ongoing for what seems to be at least the next few years. How will residents and businesses be affected by things like noise and construction traffic? What are the city and VTA doing to address things like that?
That was something that came up at the city council meeting, actually. First off, there's going to be quite a few trucks coming in and out of the area. They're, like I mentioned, they're launching the tunnel boring drill out of the maintenance yard. So there's going to be quite a few trucks hauling the dirt out as the tunnel gets dug. The VTA officials were saying that there might be a maximum of 55 trucks a day. That translates to about a maximum of 6 trucks an hour. And some of the most impacted roads are going to be Brokaw Road, Coleman Avenue, Newhall Street, and Newhall Drive. In August, they're also going to be installing a sound barrier. That sound barrier is not required during the land grading period of the construction, but it'll be helping later down the road as some of the bigger construction kind of impacts start taking effect, like launching the drill.
I see. And just to follow up on, you know, all of this construction work, it's expected to, you know, be going on until 2036. When does VTA actually anticipate running some BART light rail trains through Santa Clara?
So even after construction ends, there's going to be a little bit of a delay before trains start running. They're hoping that trains start running in spring of 2037.
Okay, so it's going to be maybe, I mean, depending on when they wrap up in 2036, but it could be, you know, half a year, a few months at least until these trains are running.
Yeah, that spring 2037 date is also just a hope right now, hoping that everything in construction goes well and smooth. So it'll still be a year or so after construction finishes before they start actually launching trains to that location.
I see. And, you know, Safra, there's another component here I wanted to touch on. Are there any homes being planned to be built near this new station? I know that cities in the region have been focused on planning for what they call transit-oriented development. That's where they place houses and apartments near mass transit stations. That's all in an effort to encourage more use of public transportation. Is this in the cards for Santa Clara as well?
Oh, yeah. Santa Clara has been planning a couple of transit-oriented developments throughout the city at various different transit stations. This one's no different. There's already a Caltrain station there. There's a couple other transit lines running through that area as well. The BART station is going to fit right in. So the city ID'd about 240 acres just around the Santa Clara Transit Center as areas that might be ripe for development. And right now, the city is going through the early planning process on how to kind of bulk up those regions with even more dense housing, commercial, and just other forms of development. Just trying to build up right next to this incoming transit station.
Is there anything else you feel listeners should know about the Santa Clara extension?
Well, one thing to keep an eye out for is that public engagement and outreach that's going to be happening regarding the Santa Clara station this summer. If folks in the public want to keep an eye out on this project, keep involved, stay up to date, VTA does have a project website. If you look up VTA's BART Silicon Valley Phase 2, you'll totally be able to find the website and sign up for email updates. You might even be able to see when some of these public hearings get announced, when those will be happening. Like we've mentioned, this is a long time coming, so we're going to be following this topic as well as we get to the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, I'm sure we'll stick with this for the next few years. And thank you for coming on the show and breaking this down for us, Sakura. I'm sure I'll have you on, you know, sometime in the next couple of years to talk about this again.
Oh, totally. Hopefully it's fewer years than we think, but I definitely thank you very much for having me on. It's been lovely talking about this topic, and hopefully I'll also be here to talk about other things on Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, and the county at large.
That's it for this episode of The Podlight, a podcast produced by San Jose Spotlight. I'm editor Nick Preciado. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.